This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Bevel is dermatologist approved to prevent and reduce razor bumps. So go into fall with a smooth canvas to show off. And Bevel wants you to look your best, so do we at Lip Service. So they're giving you the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Go to getbevel.com/lipservice and sign up today. That's getbevel.com/lipservice. And you get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Don't be dumb when it comes to your skin and start shaving smarter today with Bevel. What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service. And we are here. Guess who's back from Paris?
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Hi, welcome back.
Yeah, Paris is wonderful. I love Paris.
And Gigi's here also.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have a new group in the building. Now, you know all of them individually, but no panties.
No panty.
No panty.
You gotta say with the accent.
Okay, no panty.
Yeah.
You can say however.
I'm trying.
Make sure they ain't on.
But I know I'm familiar with all of you. I just met Bodega Bams for the first time today.
Facts.
Okay, yeah. But I know Nitty Scott. Ow. And of course I know Joelle Ortiz also.
All right, how you doing?
Tell me about the name of the group. How did that happen?
So it started off with like a conversation we was having with Salam Remy and him.
Shout out to Salam,
boss man. And he had, you know, we were just talking about how there used to just be like places in New York City where you could get a certain experience, you know, Copacabana, shit like that, and how that doesn't really exist anymore. And just kind of talking about like, what would it be like if there was like a No Panty Tuesdays in a city, you know what I'm saying, where you could come and get that dose of culture. And it kind of just evolved from there. Then we kind of ended up like being the ones to create that experience and create the soundtrack and what that would sound like if there was a No Panty Tuesdays, which we have brought to life and does go down at Lissou now. So that's kind of where it started. It's just real funny. Like,
yeah, that is, some people need to wear panties, I have to say.
Some people, we don't rap for them, though.
I only wear them when I need to wear them.
Which is
when
short
is
skirts, okay. Period.
Yeah.
Short skirts, that's when period. I wear my, that's yeah. The only time I wear panties.
Yeah, short dress. Like, when if my dress is going to be really short and I know that if I sit down, you can see up my dress, then I'll wear a nice little thong.
Yeah, I mean, I debated today because I got a little slit. Yeah. But I still say
I think
nah.
More is sexy.
You said nah.
Yeah, like when I'm going to go get fucked, it's different. Like, you would think you're going to wear no panties to get fucked. I'll wear like a nice underwear.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think more is more sexy, just me personally. Yeah. Like, more for the mind to think about. Like, yeah. I'm not the thong fan. I like the boy shorts and shit like that. Like,
guys want girls to wear panties. They like when girls are wearing panties.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
So you can take them off. But
yeah.
Ultimately.
No, I don't know. I feel like guys feel like that's a hygiene thing. Like,
is that true?
You're a clean girl, so you wear panties.
That's a fact. She's right.
She's right.
Yeah.
Do you associate that with like.
Me personally,
box must be clean. She has panties on.
Right. As long as the panties aren't crusty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm dirty because I don't wear no panties?
Nah, never that. Not too dirty.
I don't wear panties either.
Yeah, the most I would say a dude, well, not dirty. I could see a dude saying it's like dotty. You know, I could see a dude being like, okay. Oh, you mad, ready.
She said, I'll take that.
I could see dumb niggas being like, you dotty. But not you dirty.
No, like when I'm in a relationship, I'm always wearing underwear. I always have panties on. That's single shit to never wear panties. That's like single shit.
I always wear underwear.
See, Angela wears panties.
I'm a nerd.
I am not too
underwear. I feel
underwear.
Weird if I don't put any
like,
on.
Like, do you wear underwear like under leggings?
Yeah, I
please,
do.
Please, no.
I Angela, do. I wear
no.
Thongs. I
okay,
always
well, you
do.
Wear thong. All right, that's cool.
Yeah. Sometimes I command.
I always wear
I
thongs.
There's no panty
sweats,
lines.
And sweats out commando sometimes.
So guys yeah. Are never supposed
ball?
To go commando.
Not commando.
Hell
I, go to,
yeah.
I go to strip club and sweats, but no one.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I free
that's
ball
perverted.
Sometimes, too. No,
guys, I'm
I heard,
never
guys, I heard your dick be sticking to your leg and shit. Like, it's a lot.
And your balls stick to your leg when it's hot out and they call that bat wings.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to, like, lift your balls up because it gets real underneath. Yeah,
is that true? Do what? Your balls stick to your leg?
Nah, man.
We mine do.
If it's a hot day,
yeah, if it's hot, mine like yeah,
I ain't gonna front.
That's what I thought.
Mine do.
Da na 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 na.
But even I feel like a guy wearing like big boxers, that's just, you might as well wear nothing. You know what I mean? I feel like guys should wear like the boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
That's
like
what, that's
fitted.
What you wear. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Boxer briefs are grown.
You know, it keeps everything together.
Oh, they are? That's what they're grown and sexy? Yeah. All right, cool.
Do guys ever like wear sexy underwear? Is this such a thing for men?
Yeah, I might spend a few dollars on some nice drawers, man. Hell yeah.
Like, what's nice drawers for a man, though?
I mean, when I was coming up, when I was a young nigga, if you had Burberry drawers on, you was the man.
Burberry drawers?
You saw the little strap right there, forget about it. It was on and popping. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's like spending, like, instead of spending $5 on some drawers, you might spend $100.
So, you're like designer.
$100.
Designer body. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I did? One time Versace, because I was in Versace store.
Underwear.
And I was just like, all right, cool, I'm at the counter, and he's matched the shirt just in case the pants sag. But anytime I was trying to do something like different on the underwear, it was always like some funny shit. I would do something funny, like comical, like a Superman joint, so you get the S near the dick, or something comical pointing there and saying or something.
Now, does Versace have boxers?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure. I didn't know.
They got the joints that y'all just said, the grown and sexy.
Boxers, yeah.
Because I always picture Versace like very Euro.
No, I've seen guys like wearing them. They're really tight.
No, you got to go two up. You got to go two up.
Yeah, exactly. No. They're really tight. I've seen guys wearing them.
And picture your balls can't breathe.
But I think like the hood guys, it was like sexy for a guy to wear like the Ralph Lauren, the polo.
Do we care about men's underwear? Like if you see a guy and he has on like some janky.
What you got to have on a regular though. You
got to
have these.
What is it? Yeah, the polo. Exactly.
Like, do name brand underwear matter to women if you were with a guy in his underwear?
Not to me. Just keep them clean.
To women,
I mean, yeah. Like,
you got name brand underwear with no frills dick.
Right.
So that don't matter. You know what I mean? Exotic underwear and a cheap dick.
I don't really care about like the label, but I definitely care about the type.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
don't take your jeans off and have on some big oversized boxers.
Oh, no.
Looking like you in the ninth grade. What if he has on little tight ones though? Because this happened to me one time.
Like tidy whities?
No, they wasn't. He had on like leopard.
I'm not saying back out the leopard.
Did you clap?
Oh my god!
Did you clap?
Leopard? Yeah, I promise you. But in all fairness, he also had a waterbed.
Oh my god!
That's a waterbed.
She was at Austin Powers.
I was in college. He had a waterbed, and he had leopard like little tiny tight. Underwear.
Like satin? I think when a guy has a really, really fit body, it doesn't matter. Like if the underwear is a little smaller, like a panty, you know what I mean? I don't.
If he's really fit, or anything.
Yeah.
So what bigger guy is supposed to like just?
No,
have
the polo underwear. Is great. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Now
you still let him hit though, Ange?
No, that was so.
That was it. It was over.
Yes, I cannot. I was embarrassed for him.
He had a leopard slingshot.
And he had a waterbed.
I was like, no waterbed in here.
And he thought he was sexy, like Rico Suave.
Oh, he thought he pulled the move.
Like, you know how somebody lays on the bed?
Oh my God.
And I was like, and I was like, I was still in college. I was kind of like, not really. I was like, what is going on? He's older than me, though. I thought I was crazy.
They still make those?
No,
waterbeds?
I mean, listen.
Oh, man. I've been on a waterbed forever.
I recently was on a waterbed only because it was at the rooftop pool in LA and they have waterbeds. It actually was a nice experience, like outside at the pool. Yeah. I enjoyed it, but then it sprung a leak.
That defeats the purpose.
I know. I was like, I could kind of feel the bottom of this, but it was a cool experience. All right, now we always normally start with the question of the day. I know we've already started and kept it rolling and kept it moving. Are we gonna crack this Hennessy? Why did they bring our cups? I noticed Bodega Ben's getting antsy.
I can't get started
drink out
this
the bottle. Don't understand. That's like ID for him. He don't go nowhere without the brand.
Yeah, like,
are they gonna bring us our
that
cups?
Holy water.
They think because we closed the door, no one could come in here or something.
Come on, y'all.
All right, but anyway, today's question of the day is, what do you do if you're dating somebody and you don't like their friends? How can you handle a situation like that? And this is for the men and for the women in the room. Mm-hmm. If you're dating Bodega Bams, if you're dating a woman and you don't like her friends, they're thotty, you don't like her being around them, and they whack, how do you handle that situation?
I fuck them.
You do not.
Bam's got solutions.
Yeah, how do I handle them? I mean, That's a good question, yo. It's kind of hard because, you know, like, when it's a girl, like, her friends are very important. Like, right. When she fucking with a nigga. So you got to get them on the good side. So I don't know, man. You got to play to that.
Right.
Shit.
So will you be around them even if you don't like them because you know it's important to her?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
What if they like, so you're not going to buy all of us drinks?
I bought them drinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No reason for them not to like you.
Nah, yeah. Don't give them the ammo.
But if you cheated on her or something happened and she told her friends and now they don't like you and they treat you like shit.
Well, that makes sense.
Then what?
I mean, that is
I can't be around that.
Shit.
Because I'm going to end up treating them like shit.
No shit. Even though it was your fault?
Yeah.
Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Ibotta. You know we love a deal here at Lip Service, especially when it involves real cash back. And right now we're saving every time we shop on groceries, wine, restaurants, and more. And we're going to let you in on our saving secret, Ibotta. That's I-B-O-T-T-A. Now here's how you work it. Download the Ibotta app to your smartphone. It's free. Unlock your rebates on Ibotta. Shop as usual. Verify and get real cash. It's the hottest app and it's so easy to use. Plus, with Ibotta, you can get real cash back on your favorite apps like Groupon, iTunes, and more. So grab your phone, download Ibotta right now. It's free. That's I-B-O-T-T-A on the App Store. Enter referral code Angela and you can get $10 just because you tried it. 10 whole dollars. So remember, download the Ibotta app. That's I-B-O-T-T-A and enter code Angela when you register for your $10. For cash back every time you shop, you've got an Ibotta. What about you, Joelle? Are you dating a woman and you don't like her friends?
I would tell her, like, you know, I'm cool with shorty, but yo, that one, I don't really like her. And just see how she responds to me telling her that.
What should she do?
I don't know what she should do, but the minute that her man alerts her that she don't like, she has to do something about it. You know what I mean? She's going to ask me, what don't I like?
Right.
I'll probably say, yo, I ain't going to front. Like, I've seen her type before. She's definitely a thot. I don't want you out and about with her. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, we grew up together.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I mean, I'm not asking her to do anything. At that point, I'm just letting her know I don't like her.
Because that turns into an argument sometimes. But your friends are thoughts.
It depends on just how much she love you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How much she into you. Like, you know what I mean? She'd be like, all right, maybe I could, you know, just chill on her for a little bit.
Because that's a hard thing to choose between your man and your friends sometimes.
Yes.
If you go about it, though, like me as a girl, if you go about the way Joelle did, like on some, like, I just want to express myself, not trying to, like, put your foot down or nothing, because you always got to respect who was in somebody's life before you were. You know what I'm saying? You can't come through just changing shit. So, you know, but you just gotta communicate. You gotta let them know what it is. And maybe you could even be on like a basis of like, yo, like, that's your life with her over there. This is us over here.
Right.
And agree to be mature when you're together.
I just don't like the protective friend that's just like, damn, she really digging son. That he gonna take up a lot of my time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the friend I don't like. Come on, why you doing that though?
He's only saying yeah because the cups are out. He was not agreeing with you. He said, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, boss. Don't look for the four little small things and blow them out of proportion because she be with me on Saturday now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Funny. Like, and y'all used to do Saturdays, single Saturdays.
Because sometimes as friends, we do got to step away from our homegirls, like when they get a man.
Anybody drinking?
Yeah,
we all are.
I don't drink.
I thought you said you was having one shot, nigga.
No, I'm saying, like, typically I have a shot, but not right now.
Oh, my God.
You
drink Ange?
I am.
You
too?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Okay. Whenever I got serious with somebody, for whatever reason, they ended up kind of, like, distancing themselves from their friends, though.
Right.
Every time on my end.
Right.
Like, you know, I've seen the, you know, damn, bitch.
Where you been?
You in love now.
You
know what I mean? Like, so I never really had to be like, yo, you know what I mean? They kind of, that should naturally take
damn, you the bartender?
Facts, I'm here now.
Okay. He's alive. What about you? So for Amnity Scott, if you're dating a guy and you don't like his friends, let's just say they out here. They hoes.
Mm-hmm.
They smashing mad chicks. They encouraging him to do. They want to take guys trips. What do you do?
I don't know. I'm not really with it. But like it was said, we gonna have to just have a conversation about it and see how that goes.
It's kind of like
I would leave it though at my own. I would leave it at my feelings. Like I would leave it at like this is how I feel. The minute something that I actually suspect or it actually like materializes into like some bullshit, then it's a wrap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just put it in the air. Like, I don't like this nigga, but as long as you not getting into trouble, then I'm gonna let you rock. The minute you get in trouble with these niggas, it's a problem.
Right.
I ain't gonna front something like that though too. You gotta, like, the minute that you don't like one of their friends, you gotta address that.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you let it rock, you can't bring it up later.
Right. You, or be extra tight, like you blow up, like you, it's been bothering you or whatever. So like, I'll put it in the air, like, listen, I don't really fuck with this nigga. I don't fuck with, you know what I'm saying, which y'all be on. But as of right now, if nothing has gone down, then nothing has gone down.
You know what, too? As far as the friends go, like, I could even deal with the, I know what she's trying to do. She's trying to throw the little light dirt on, not dirt, but, like, expose little things so that, you know, she could spend more time with you. Right. I know that friend. What the friend I don't like is the one I know I could fuck.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's the
one. I'm very uncomfortable around that one.
Yeah.
Like, you
know
what I'm saying? I don't like that funny, but.
Right.
Because how do you tell your girl, you know I could fuck? She going to look at you like.
Oh, so you was looking at her?
Right, but guys know, like, yo, I could take that down.
But so what if you really feel like that? What if she even said something to you that was a little sideways? Would you tell your girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you supposed to.
Because she might not believe you.
I mean,
but it's worse, if they find out another way, and it looks worse if you find out another way and it just looks like you're not being transparent.
Because she might be like, what? I never said nothing like that, nothing like, and then now it's you against him. And who do you believe, your man or your best friend?
That's your call. Because if I'm coming to you and I'm telling you that, you know what I'm saying, and you choosing to believe her. Well, I mean, I know what I'm jeopardizing.
Right.
I know what that is. What that means. You're supposed to see that too. Right. Like, yo, he knows this could be problems. He's got to be dead serious about this. You know what I'm saying? So if you ride with that, I mean, I might not want to deal with you like that.
What about you, Steph?
Well, if I'm serious with somebody and I don't like his friends, the only thing you can do, and there's no way around it, is you have to get rid of them. That's it.
Eliminate the problem.
That's it. They can't be around. If somebody is serious about you, they're not going to ever be like, well, you know what? That's my friend and I got to still hang out with them. If you're serious with somebody, you're going to be like, you know what, babe? You're right. I'm not going to hang out with them right now.
That's right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the only way. When you don't like your man's friends, get rid of them. If he still hangs out with them, that's probably not gonna be your man for that long.
I've had that situation with, like, exes where you with somebody, y'all break up, and then y'all become friends.
For me, every time I'm serious with a guy, all of his friends are gone. It's just me and him. That's it.
For me, the ex can never be cool, yo.
I'm not cool with none of my dude exes, but I got a lot of female exes. So they're my homegirls now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a weird situation when it's like that chapter of our shit been a wrap and now we just friends.
I would never accept I'm cool with my ex though.
Me either.
No, doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy.
Yes, you just can't be cool with somebody you want.
I mean, you could be cool. Female exes, so you date men and women?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. Her shirt says eat pussy.
It really does.
Well, I thought she was asking people to eat your pussy. I thought you wanted people to eat your pussy. I was like, that's cute.
Too.
Yeah, no, how y'all feel about the cool with the ex, though?
I only feel like the only time you could be cool with your ex is when you have children with them. That's it.
Hold on, but let's clarify cool, because it doesn't mean like that's your homie.
Even in this industry, like in entertainment, you know, it seems like a lot of people, but it's really not.
It's
and
small.
You know what I mean? Even when you have friends in entertainment, if you dated one, you can't be hanging out with the other and y'all used to date. It doesn't
work like that. Hanging out is off limits.
I'm cool with my exes.
I know Angela says this all the time.
I am. I'm cool with my exes.
Are y'all liking each other's pictures? What's the level of it?
My ex being in the comments on my pictures.
I don't notice when somebody I'm dating is liking other people's people, because I don't look at that.
No, I'm saying, like, if somebody you dated has a friend just that they used to
but
date.
But when you break up, like, there's still...
Y'all
you can't
be
detached
friends.
As human beings.
I think it depends on a couple of things. Number one, how long ago did y'all break up?
How long?
Because my ex that I'm friends with, we broke up like 8 years ago.
Right, or it's like your high school.
All right, cool. So when you say you cool with him, what is that? Like, how are you?
Yes.
Like a text?
He lives near me.
No, like, they go to lunch.
Like, when I opened my juice bar, he hit me like, yo, congratulations on everything. I got to come through and see it. Da 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 da. Like, if I have a birthday party, he'll come to it.
Right.
And you know, my birthday parties be like,
500 people anyway. That's what I'm saying. Anyway. Define cool. Like, define cool. Doesn't mean y'all texting every day.
We don't go to dinner.
Telling each other secrets.
That's what I'm saying. That's where that kind of stuff can happen.
No, not like spending quality time with these people, but just having a dynamic.
And I feel like, no, and I feel like no phone conversations. Like, hey, how you doing?
I'm talking about the ex that you'd be like, hey, I'm going to meet, what you call it, and
no.
Yeah, that's no.
That's never cool.
I mean, like, we had a party.
People try to pass that.
I mean, like, we at a party, and this is somebody who I used to date, and it's not like that no more.
That's
and we
okay.
good.
Yeah.
We should
that's
be able okay. to be like, hey.
Yeah, 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 but it can never be, hey, okay. home, what you call it, got an extra Giants game ticket.
I'm going
to
go. No. But my friend actually works. She works with her ex. So, not with him, but like. Sheesh. Like, she does work things with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, she still communicates with him, and his girl actually broke up with him because of it.
Mm. Wow. I like, understand.
He had a girlfriend, but he was like, you can see all of our messages, like, whenever she calls, it's all work related. We're making money, and like, we broke up, but we still have these things that are intertwined that make money. That so, what
once
am
you,
I supposed
once, to once you fell for somebody, I'm keeping it above, once you fell for somebody, it could be 99% gone. But there's always something lingering. The right stuff said at over a dinner and drinks.
Exactly.
I'm
and
telling you,
so
man,
you guys are
I'm
in each other's mouths.
I don't like none of my exes.
This is what I'm saying.
I'm just telling you. You might not
like my exes. I'd be lusty for people I've been
but that's
with
the
before.
Thing you don't especially as a woman we don't have to like our exes to make a mistake you know what I'm saying
yeah, there's a, level
there's
of
a passion there,
there
already
there's history there's familiarity
yeah, the
and that's
the
situation
but there's
this
a reason
thing,
why
this
we
have into that one, and you get, when you get in that one-on-one environment and it might be alcohol you might go back to the things you liked about that man
yeah I mean you have no
you know what I'm saying in that right now you're saying that was 8 years ago and I don't really or how she's saying like I don't really but there was a part of him that you was like, damn, this is my guy. Like, what if he reintroduces that for 25 minutes straight?
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. If your ex was great in bed, you might fuck him again. If he was just okay, we ain't missing shit.
That's another thing. I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
If you know that you had some guaranteed bomb sex with this nigga and he just so happened
you
to be around and you want some sex, you might just slip on it.
Yeah. Yo, it's different for dudes because I definitely have doubled back and was like, oh yeah, but the sex was trash.
Oh yeah, see, we don't go double back to no trash ass dick. We gonna remember that, and we ain't even gonna go
it's
back to that.
It's not worth it.
No, it's not.
Bears, would you? Because
you already want to take back what you gave him anyway, and you
trash
can't do that.
Pussy. Joel Wood.
Would I mess with a?
Yeah.
If the time calls for absolutely.
Exactly.
How could you?
That's guys though, for real.
Do you see? There's a different like code because I feel like I have no business in a one on one situation with alcohol with somebody I used to rock with. Like I'm not gonna be in that position. So,
but what's trash pussy anyway?
Yeah, what makes a pussy trash?
It's a lot of variables. It's a lot of variables.
Yeah, like it's like it could be the experience of like the actual sex, like she can't fuck. You know what I'm saying? But then I heard it can also be like her actual vagina. Like
absolutely.
Different vaginas trash.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, I've definitely been with A1 pussy that can't fuck.
That can't fuck.
I could deal with that as opposed to garbage pussy with rhythm.
What's wrong with your pussy then? Like, is it just not wet? Is it too big? Mm-hmm. Like, what is
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, what makes it
things?
Trash? Like, well, think of the last time you slept with trash. What made it
trash?
What
the characteristics of said trash pussy?
Yeah. Like, what makes it just the pussy is just trash?
Well, the only, what I could compare it to is when you go on the road, like, pussy on the road is trash.
Why?
It's just, because it's just like on the road pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have so many feelings.
Yeah, so it's like you fucking her on the bus, you know what I'm saying? Or you fucking her in the back. It's never like, yo, I fuck with this girl, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her. It's just like, I'm gonna get this nut off. So, half
so you don't
the
care
time,
if she nuts?
No.
Niggas never care.
No, hell no.
I ain't gonna lie.
In and out like a robbery.
Me trying to get my nut, they usually nut. It's, the minute you start caring about they nut, you'll make them nut. That's how I think.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if it feels great to me, there's no way it can't feel great to you. I could be
I
wrong.
Agree.
But
true.
That's just me, though.
I disagree. I feel like there's a big disconnect with that where literally because of the way our genitalia works, like, some women have an orgasm from, like, clitoral stimulation only, and some women come from penetration.
So get on top and rub your clit on me.
So that's
get
fine.
It done.
That's fine. I'm just saying that niggas don't ever bother to even see what type of bitch you are. It's kind of like just because y'all come off of penetration doesn't mean that she is off rip.
We only bothering to find out if we into you.
If you care.
Yeah, if we into you. If you a one night stand, I'm gonna get mine, get yours. Now, if you know that, get on top and rub your coochie on my fucking whatever. And get it off. Yeah, get
I
your
mean,
shit.
That's fine. I'm just saying that you'd be surprised. Like, But the knowledge of the fact, like, there's just mad niggas that just still think that because I come, you're gonna love this and you're gonna come, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying niggas from a gotta female care. Point
I'm
just
of view,
saying,
I feel like if I'm in the middle of, you know, getting it in and I feel it feels really good to me, I'm assuming that it feels really good to him.
That's how I think.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that's a fair assumption.
I mean, no, I feel you don't know what the other person is thinking. Like, yeah. I think for a guy, sometimes it could be really good to him, and we're like, all right. Yeah. Like, how do you introduce things that you like into your sexual relationship, not knowing if it's a little off the beaten path, not yeah. knowing if, mm. you know.
I mean, and that's why it's like, I guess I'm be talking about it in terms of, like, being, like, with my partner, you know what I'm saying? That
like,
I'm,
do you like
that
being
I'm in a healthy relationship with, not getting smashed somewhere, some nigga who don't care about me, and I'm like, oh, you don't care about my orgasm. Like, I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about, like, with my partner that I have sex with every day.
Do you like being spanked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And choked and all that.
Okay, now,
choking
Bam,
comes
do
along
you,
with
you spank and choke women?
That's a fact. I'm a macho man.
You're a Puerto Rican?
Black and Puerto Rican.
Yeah, then we like shit like that. We with like the abuse.
With the shit.
We like it a lot.
And safe for
it. Latinos is the best lovers. Latinos is the best lovers. Yo, let's get that out there.
I heard that they eat the best pussy.
Absolutely.
I retired.
What?
Absolutely.
You know why? Yo, just going through my travelings, I peeped that when you eat pussy, it becomes the talking point of a conversation amongst women. So it don't matter if you got a good dick.
Right.
The fact you ate her pussy, that's the first thing she going to her homegirl. Like, yo, this nigga that ate my pussy last night.
And he funny for that.
But that's good because a lot of guys aren't that great at eating pussy.
A lot of guys aren't that great at it.
Nah, but I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't be knowing how to feel about, yo, you ate my pussy better than you fucked me.
Word.
As a man, I don't know how to feel about that. Like, thank you, but nah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. For me, it's like good head is popping, and then it's like, oh, you brought dick too?
Yeah. Cherry on top. Bonus.
Y'all prefer good dick over good head, right?
Whatever gets a job done.
I don't know.
It's like 50-50 for me.
It depends.
Yeah,
and then it's mood appropriate. Like, if I just feel like getting banged out,
sometimes that's what you want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who you calling at 4 a.m. is what I'm saying. The good dick or the good head?
Damn, I would hope you wouldn't have to.
I'm calling
if you had
dick.
To call one.
At 4 a.m., I'm on my way.
They both said,
I'm
going to
call the good dick.
You calling the good dick?
I'm calling the good head at 4 a.m. because I'm probably drunk, and that's probably when I want to get my life pounded away.
Right.
But maybe like around 7 p.m.
Right. Maybe around dinner time. I might want to serve some dinner, you know.
No, but for me, good dick is so much more important than good head because you can learn how to eat pussy. You're born with good dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rare.
You can learn how to fuck
it's
good.
Better.
Yeah.
No. You know, sometimes even if a guy, he doesn't know how to fuck that good, you could get on top and enjoy, you know, what he was naturally born with. You know what I'm saying?
You got that kind of guy.
Yeah. Like, some niggas don't know what to do with it. Like,
yeah, man, that's the worst.
Right.
The worst thing is to see this large, dildo.
I like getting my pussy eaten, but I've masturbated a lot in my life, so it's hard for me to come.
And masturbation is a disappointment. Masturbation saves lives.
What?
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it takes like a guy 45 minutes to make me come eating my pussy. It's like, get out of here with that.
I come from the inside.
You know, like I get a uterus orgasm way easier. It takes like 4 or 5 minutes. Get out of here.
Jealous.com. For you guys, would you guys rather have a girl that sucks dick good or could fuck good?
Oh, that's easy. Fuck good.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay.
That's easy for me.
I'm gonna come clean. I like women that give good head, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was in a spot last night in Soho. There's a rooftop, and I got the blowjob deluxe in the bathroom. I'm gonna keep it a bucket all y'all in here.
Was it somebody you took there or somebody you met there?
Somebody I met there.
Wow.
How the fuck does that happen?
Yo, she was just on me, man. She was on the young Dawn, man. So I had to take her one time to the bathroom.
How do you even know it's about to go down, though? That's
because
crazy.
She was just giving out some signals. Like, she was just all over me, man. Like,
and do you ever think in your head, like, does she do this all the time? Or
I do. But I think about that afterwards.
And I think at that point, you don't care.
After I'm like, so disappointed in myself.
Yeah, like that.
Damn, I was just another one.
Yeah.
Good pussy is the experience, though, because I've got crazy head from not the best looking women.
So other good women pussy, like
you,
head.
It's the everything. It's the body. It's the moan. It's where you're touching them. It's where they're touching you. All that. That's the part of when I think of pussy. I think about the experience.
The full physical experience.
And then just get the ill fellatio. Get that from anybody.
I
could
that's how
like,
I feel about. That's how I feel about a head too. Like
so, it's just like
anybody
a warm
could
mouth.
Do that.
It's just a warm mouth. What she looks like.
Like a girl could do that. A boy could do that. Everybody could do that.
Okay, see.
Not for a girl though.
So have you been with like really ugly chicks that you would be embarrassed if your friends?
Facts. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And had good sex with ugly chicks.
Damn.
I'm keeping a buck. Like, I'm being honest with you.
Right.
It's happened. I'm from the project.
So could you fall in love with somebody?
I've been on a roof with it, huh?
Like, how much do looks matter? Could you fall in love with somebody that wasn't good looking, but everything?
It hasn't happened, but I don't know. I honestly can't answer that question. Because I've seen some people walk down the street, and I ain't judgmental, but I've been like, really? I guess it exists. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't know personally me, but I've definitely fucked some ugly people.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Kopari Beauty. Only the best products touch our skin here at Lip Service. Trust me. That's why we're excited to introduce you to Kopari's line of beauty and skincare products. Kopari's products moisturize skin and hair. It smells great, and they don't have any sulfates, silicones, GMOs, or parabens. Instead, Kopari products are made with 100% organic oil. It's super moisturizing, smooth, and delicious. Kopari tested coconut oils from all over the world to find one of the most premium quality for you to apply from head to toe. One of our favorites is the original game changer, Kopari's Organic Coconut Melt. You can use it as a bath oil, a shaving oil, or a massage oil. The super versatile melt is great for your skin no matter what you use it for. My boyfriend loves it too. The Kopari coconut melt can even be used as a nourishing hair mask. It's packed with a vitamin E and proteins that keep hair long, strong, and shiny. So say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Angela now and get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/Angela, and you get 20% off.
Would you deny it if somebody asked? You like,
yeah, nah. Body's a body, it is what it is. Everybody you meet fucks somebody already, so whatever. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but there's some bodies you just can't claim in these streets.
Well,
man.
Let's talk about that because just recently, this whole thing with Halle Berry and Ric Flair, right? Ric Flair went on his show and said he had sex with Halle Berry, and her rep is denying it, saying she has no idea who Ric Flair
is.
I don't know you, man. They never met. Have you ever had somebody say they had sex with you, but they were lying?
Yeah, I just experienced that too. As a man, I didn't know that went down.
Yeah.
That was like a few months, like the summer. I'm like, no, like this chick was going around, like, yeah, we used to mess, whatever, you know, boom, boom, boom. For like, I'm like, I never, ever, ever touched her.
Girls be lying on that.
Real talk. I didn't believe it.
It's a girl I knew.
It's a girl I knew, but I was like, nah, she wouldn't say that. And then Shorty showed me the texts and all that. I'm like, yo.
What?
We was just kicking it, and she really said that we was boning.
Wow. So do you confront her?
And she wasn't even a bad looking girl. Somebody that you would be, I would have fucked her.
Right. But when I was a kid, my best friend, she had a baby when she was 16, my best friend from childhood. And her baby father was running around telling everybody that he fucked me, and it got back to her.
Ooh.
And she was really upset with me about it. And I was like, bitch, I never been with him. Like,
right.
So I found her. And I found him, and I confronted them both together. Like, you need to stop telling people you fucked me.
And what happened?
She was just mad happy, and he was, like, kind of crying because I embarrassed him. So he was, like, kind of...
I've seen that with niggas, men be lying on their dicks. I ain't never known women did it. That's what's... Men, I seen it all the time. I lied in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was that guy. I was lying.
But now
I know a lot of niggas who lie about high school. Like, they just see me like doing my thing on the gram. Like, oh yeah,
you know, fucked her in high school.
Yeah, fucked her 10th grade.
I was making out in the staircase and maybe finger popping and telling a whole nother story in high school.
Exaggerating.
So I seen it with men, but I never seen a grown ass woman be like, yo, yeah, we used to.
So many guys lie on me. I'm just used to it. That's why I tell everybody, like, don't believe everything you hear. If I don't confirm it, because I'm not a liar, so. If I don't confirm it, it's probably not true.
It's flattering a little bit.
No, it's not. Not for a girl. For a guy,
it's a little flattering.
And that's because of the bigger shit. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like... But you know, automatically think you lying, like, for some reason.
And
we're so,
I mean,
we're so ashamed of bodies that we're gonna lie about.
But you know, like, just me being popular, or even Angela, we sit next to somebody and it's like, oh, they fucking.
Yeah, they fucking.
So it's like,
we could do an interview at work, right? And I'll take a picture individually. They'd be like, oh, it's Charlamagne and this person. Oh, and fucking. Like, oh, yeah, you know Angela fucked him. I'm like, I just did the same picture everybody else took.
Yeah, like, and this, and anytime you sit next to a star, you fucked him.
If we finish this interview and I'm like, Angela, what you doing? I'm gonna go get some at TGI Fridays. I already hit it at TGI Fridays in the bathroom. I hit it on hitting it on about to hit it, and it was only Thursday.
I didn't know women did it though.
Like,
you know what's so funny though is I was saying the other day how, like, you will never ever know how many bodies or whatever anybody has. Like, I could tell you my truthful everything. I could lie. But for any person in the world, like, there's no scientific process, and like, niggas will never know who got what bodies. Never, unless you have a actual porno, like some type of evidence of this going down. You will never know exactly what
plus percent
any
some
pussy or
don't
dick
count.
Has been through.
Some, a lot of people don't
some
count.
Some people don't count.
Some people
never
don't
know.
Count.
Word.
If it was with a condom, it doesn't count.
I ain't gonna front though. You know what?
If I didn't come, it didn't count.
I pity smashed somebody.
So it's like,
give it a buck, y'all. Condoms suck.
Listen,
give it a buck though.
The pity fuck works for guys. I know a few girls who felt bad and a guy just kind of beat them down about it.
Yes.
And eventually, like, all right, fine.
I was so ashamed.
Sorry your mom died. Come on over.
Yes. I had like a best friend and he was so like sad and like this nigga was like suicidal and shit.
Y'all giving that kind of pussy out? Like, yo,
I gave him don't kill yourself pussy. It was horrible. So sad.
He still think you're going, he has another chance to do it again, and you're like, man, I should have never.
I'm like, that was just, you know,
I just felt sorry for you.
Yeah.
I saved your life.
They say that anybody that you laid down with, you share a piece of their energy forever.
Yeah, forever.
That's the kind of shit I wish I could get
back.
Give back.
Like,
nah, I don't want a piece of your energy on me, though.
That's why some people are so energetic. So, Bams, has a girl ever lied on you?
Hell yeah, just last week.
What?
Facts. It was
How
crazy.
How did this happen to guys?
Yeah, that shit was bugged out, man. That shit was, it started a big rebulu. That's, that's a gossip.
Boching chosas out here.
Yeah, Nitty know.
Boching chosas out here.
So you know about this.
Yo, first of all, let's I'm going to come clean. Yo, let me say something about Nitty, yo, right? We was at a spot in a boat party, right, the other day. Listen, so you know what I'm saying? We had little sections and all that, right? So some joint was trying to come to my section. But I didn't notice. So she went to Nitty. And Nitty was like, nah, you can't come over here. She was like,
Chill, Nitty. Shorty was trying to get in the VIP, and she was like, oh my God, how can I get back there? I'm trying to get back there. And I was like, you got to have the little wristband, whatever. And he was like, and then she was like, well, is Bam's accepting blowjobs?
Whoa.
And she even told me till next week.
And yeah, I didn't even tell him.
Yeah, you messed that up for
she
him.
Was washed. I really felt like I was looking out.
Right.
I was doing you a favor,
like,
my nigga. Like, you would have been tight if I brought this bitch. Like,
how did she even just ask you that? That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I was like, yo, the audacity. Like, she don't even care.
Where y'all was
at
in L.A.?
No, we was on a yacht party, Yacht 97.
Was that a cock block situation?
Enough.
Hell yeah.
I guess he felt cock blocked, but I was like, this is not rocking.
I remember one time I went out with, I was in an entourage and we were with French and this white girl, we were in LA and she was like, French Montana, I want to suck your dick.
Yeah.
And you know, we were like, oh my God. That's why I asked if it was in LA because that happens in LA a
lot.
You
ever saw that video? It's a video of a girl in a crowd and she's like, she screams some crazy thought shit and her man like washes her like right there.
Oh my God.
Like,
but I can't believe, like, I never seen something like that before. I just can't believe that girls will have that kind of reaction to rappers. It's just so crazy to me.
It's not rappers. Yo, I have a theory.
Yeah,
it's just
man.
Poetry. Like, women have been attracted to poets since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Niggas standing outside the
That's
window
true.
Saying roses are red and all that. We are really good with words. Mm-hmm. Women like dudes who articulate.
Yeah.
So, like, people can't wrap their head around, yo, they chasing around rappers. Nah, you just like the fact that dudes be putting words together and making you feel a way.
No, well, but Joelle, you can say that about yourself because you're a lyricist. You're not all rappers out here are good with words.
Well, I'm just talking about the head and pussy out. got.
I agree with that, but there's also a lore of just like, they got bottles.
Right. Being in the VIP.
Or they're just that rapper.
Or it's corny shit.
Just to say it, just to brag to your friends.
You know what's crazy? I see, like, from being out and about, like, people in the street that are doing better than rappers, they'll trade places. They have all the money in the world.
That's a fact.
Like, and a trade to get the shout out.
Because there's no attention.
People would rather be famous and broke.
Than
rich and unknown. Attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Attention.
You could be so rich and you get to the club and you're not walking right in. Okay, you can have no money. Right, exactly. People know you, but you go to the club and you right in.
But yep. Angela Yee and 70 Santiago pull up, we walking right past y'all.
And we throw money.
And we throw money.
Stephanie, do you know, I've been like waiting to show you. I'm going to show you on my phone. Uh-oh. I have, no, like you did the Bonita Applebum joint, yes. Right? Which then my homegirl Sydney did an illustration of, mm-hmm. then put it on a shirt that I wore. It's like levels, but yes. I definitely have a shirt
I love that shirt.
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, like, and it went through like mad like mediums. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Nah, I love Sydney. She's so bomb. Yeah. Yes. I love Sydney. She did that shirt. Yeah. And I like that she did the shirt. And she like with really good quality. On really good quality. Material.
Now, this is a funny question that we talked about, but we didn't answer it amongst ourselves while we were waiting for you guys. Would you say that the people that you hang out with, the majority of them are better looking than you or worse looking?
All of my friends are equally beautiful.
Because some people don't like to hang out with people that aren't good looking, and some people like to be the best looking person in the crew.
Well, man, I care if you a real ass bitch. Like, I don't care about none of that shit. Like, I've seen it a lot where girls are more concerned with being surrounded with fly bitches than bitches that's like not gonna fuck your man. I don't care about none of that shit.
And I think the bitch that hang out with all the friends that look good as well as her, like, it just make her more popping.
Guys like that.
Opposed to just one joint out of five that look bad and the rest of them is washed. Like, we need to see that whole squad popping.
Yeah.
So that's how I am with, like, if I'm going with my friends and shit like that, like, mm-hmm. I don't even look at it like that. Like, I need to be around ugly niggas to make myself look good.
I
try to surround myself with females of substance and females that I can vibe with and, you know, whatever. But if I do see one of my homegirls that's got some type of issue and they all know this, I will definitely point it out and tell them. And come with how to fix it.
Right.
Like, your wig looking a little crazy. If you do like this, this might be better.
The homegirl lookout.
You know? Exactly. So.
What about you, Steph?
I mean, I have like 5 girlfriends and I think they're all equally gorgeous. I'm not that girl that wants to hang out with a bunch of bad bitches. I'm chilling. I like to be home.
Right. Yo, where you from?
Yeah. I'm from Chelsea. From Chelsea and I'm from the Bronx.
Because, yeah, I heard your name.
I'm Puerto Rican.
And what?
I'm Puerto Rican.
That's fire.
Puerto Rican. She's mixed.
But yeah, you know, like, for me, even when I was a kid, like, I don't like having problems and girls have a lot of drama. And I, you know, I hung out with a lot of guys and I fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time for that because I ain't going to argue with you. I'm going to fuck you up. So I'd rather just not have friends.
You know what? Yeah.
You know, so, but I have girlfriends and, you know, I just feel like there's a difference between having girlfriends and having acquaintances who are girls who you could chill with every now and then. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as having a friend, like the way Gigi and Angela are my friends, that I'll call them and be like, oh, my God, girl, you don't know what happened. You know, like, that's very rare for me.
It's also a rarity to see a bad girl hang around with girls. Like, if you have a conversation, she'll always be like, I don't fuck with girls.
Yeah, a lot of women do say that. They be like, I don't always have a female friend.
No, I've had to like get that out my system kind of thing, because it sounds cliche when people be like, oh, they're just jealous, but it's very real. Like, growing up, if you are pretty, if you are anything, it's very real. Like, all the mean girl shit that you see on TV and bitches trying to cut your hair and jump you after school.
Yeah, but it's different. Like it's very from real. The streets, you know, like,
it's
in the streets.
It's worse in the street. No, it's worse in the hard. Street. And then in the regular suburban shit.
Or not even in New York City. Like,
shit.
Growing up in New York City and being a pretty girl is not easy. It's not like on TV where you're the popular cheerleader girl in high school. No, you're the most hated bitch in a group of ugly bitches.
Take knives to your face type shit. Like, they want to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, growing up, with a, like, I don't fuck with girls kind of thing. I really feel like that comes from that, and mm-hmm. I kind of had a little bit of that. But then I just got to a point where I don't think it's cute. Like, I don't think it sounds cute to be like, I don't like girls. I don't fuck with girls. Like, you just sound real.
No, I feel like I like girls. It just, I already know who I am. I'm at an age in my life that I've already learned who, myself, and I understand that I grow more and more every day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know the person that I am, and it's just, I'm not good in groups of girls. It just doesn't work for me. I don't like the catty shit, and then it brings out a nasty side of me, and I feel like I'm really calm.
No, I agree.
You know,
I agree,
right now. I've never so been I good just with groups rather of girls. Avoid that.
I've never been good with groups of girls, but just, I'm in, like you saying, growth. Like, I'm in a part of my life where I'm like, all right, because
it's not
heal.
A thing that I don't like girls. I love women.
No, no, no. I'm
I
not
love
saying
everybody.
It's just like, you know? Yeah, it's just like, at what point do we, like, grow up and kind of be like, all right, let me try to find some sense of, like, sisterhood. And it might not be with all women. Like, there's a lot of women that it'd be like, I can't even tolerate you for too long. But to kind of get to this place where it's like, we even recognize as grown women the type of shit that pits us against each other that we're not going to understand or even respect when we're 16. You know what I'm saying? We not. But as, you know, as a grown woman, you can start to see how, like, patriarchy and society and men and how all of these things kind of create a situation where we're kind of, people want us to, like, compete with each other and hate each other and not fuck with each other. So, you know, I'm not, like, out here just, like, whatever, trying to make female friends or nothing. Like, I'm still that girl who prefers to, like, generally chill with guys and, you know, whatever. Like, I gotta feel good.
I'd rather
out.
Have female friends than guy friends.
But my attitude is different.
Like,
I'm not walking into it.
I don't like guys who have female friends.
Nah, I need all that.
I don't like it.
Sheesh. So even in a relationship, you have a lot of female friends.
I want to now. I want to do things differently.
He's making a change.
Yeah, I want
I have a lot of female friends.
Yeah, Angela has a gang of female friends.
I do. The only problem I have is that they don't get along with each other a lot.
Oh, so you can't bring everybody around.
That's what I'm saying.
Annoying that is when you see me
invite people here, but that person don't get along with that
and
person.
And like a big life moment for her or something, and it's like you gotta be all nervous. Nah.
Yo, have you ever seen Hugh Hefner with a man in his entourage? Even a man bodyguard. Never.
Yeah, see, no, he got guys around him.
He do, but they not in the vicinity.
His
them
brother.
Niggas is...
He always had his brother around.
I'm just saying, like...
He got his
friend.
He
that's
always
a,
got his man Benjamin Franklin around.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
who he got.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his man. Yeah. He in all of the bitches. Yeah.
Me personally, I never move around heavy. Mm-hmm. It's either I go to places by myself. Everybody know this too. Right. I go to places by myself, or maybe one of my dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Me
like
too.
Groups because I got to be accountable. Believe it or not,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that was my true. Next point,
it's
and I say this
around.
All the time. Don't mm-hmm. I say this all the time? When you have a bunch, when you come with all your friends, you gotta, especially when you're the person that they're looking at. You know what I mean? If they're embarrassing, they're embarrassing you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I say that all the time. I don't like hanging out with a bunch of girls. People ask me why when I go to my parties, I show up with a security and like one girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because these bitches get drunk and they leave with the promoters. And then the next time I see the promoter, they like, yo, I fucked your friend in the back of the van. I'm like, you know, like it's mad embarrassing. And I can't.
I got two friends. I've known one of them for 10 years. I've known one of them for 18 years. Those are my two best friends.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got a handful of, and it's not for me. It's not even that I want to hang out with guys or I feel more comfortable hanging out with guys. No, I feel more comfortable hanging out with you, Ange, and you, G. I feel more comfortable hanging out with my real friends, whether they're guys or they're girls. I just,
you know what the worst is when girls are friends with each other and y'all get competitive. Do guys get competitive? Like,
niggas do that.
This is what girls do, and I don't like this. Right. Like, my friends would be like, oh, I like that guy. And then the other girl would be like, man, I like him too. And now becomes a competition.
Oh, that's worse than niggas.
But nobody
has
it.
Right.
But they act like whoever said it first.
Right. Claim them.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Let me tell you, that's such a big mistake to even, because I'm the type of girl, if I like a guy and I'm chilling there and my friend's like, oh, I like him so much, I'll be like, all right, forget it. I'm going to just let her
back.
Box.
Just
yeah,
back.
That's
you.
But
nah,
then
what
I like, you give
that.
Up the nigga and he don't like her.
Right.
He don't like her.
But then he likes you, but now
he
feel
you,
bad
because
your friend liked
him,
so now you can't talk to him.
Don't make your decisions too fast.
A lot of times, you know what niggas do? Like, most niggas, like, niggas will bring a girl around and they will make it seem like she ain't nothing. And the moment she started giving attention to the next nigga,
all of a sudden,
yeah, all of a sudden, she mean the world to me.
Yeah, like, that's what niggas be on. A lot of niggas be on that. Like, niggas be mad weird with women. Like, it's just crazy how weird.
I don't play that game. If I bring somebody around that it's something. Everybody know that.
Exactly. That's how you should be.
Don't violate. I'm not playing her that way.
Yeah.
Because that's a violation of her. You know what I'm saying?
Ended up leaving with one of your other dudes?
Say it again?
Have you ever brought a girl around and she ended up leaving with one of your other dudes?
Not to my knowledge. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, though. Like, I'm not bringing just anybody around anybody anyway.
Right.
If she out and about with me, it's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? She ain't fair game. I don't bring fair game around.
Does her past matter to you? Like, if you know?
Nah. Because everybody, like I said, everybody you meet dealt with somebody. Right. You know what I'm saying?
But what if it's a lot of somebody's people that you know?
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that.
I'm cool on that.
Yeah,
I'm cool on that. Because then I'll be single forever because I got a lot of somebodies that people might know.
Right.
I keep it low because that's how I am. I'm mad private.
We were talking about this earlier. About this guy who is dating this girl, but he doesn't want to wife her up because he knows a lot of guys that she's been with in the past, and he's a little embarrassed.
It depends, though.
That's how funny. Is he already talking to her? Like,
yeah, it depends what level he knows them, though. Right. They cool?
Right. If it's inner circle, like, my nigga.
But if it's a different nigga you just see and you say what's up, like, I wouldn't trip. And
you honestly, know what I've noticed, though? Like, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
I've dealt with somebody that that's in my line of business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never ever 100 ever again with you and them. It becomes phony. What's good, boy? How's that? It's that shit.
Yeah, the niggas,
now
right?
Now it's that shit. Yeah, it's that shit. Like, no matter what, it's always that shit.
Yeah,
it used to be better, but it's no longer. It'll never be that again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And kind of stemming off of that, though, I feel like in this industry specifically, it happens a lot.
And
I feel like it's messed up because you get, like, I feel like women particularly get a bad rep on some, like, we, like, artists, like, girls who are in this industry and men who are in this industry, you spend a lot of time together. You're passionate about the same things. You're achieving your goals and chasing your dreams, you know what I'm saying? And there's that artistic, creative connection and stuff. That happens a lot, and a lot of times I think people try to write it off like you're fucking your way to the top, or you know what I'm saying? You smash it for beats type shit.
Yo.
Where a lot of times it be real connection made between people who do the same thing. They're passionate about the same thing.
That happens in every industry.
I've dated people in this industry off of, like, it, sometimes it really be some, like, so when did you fall in love with hip hop ass situation? Like, it be real. It be some brown sugar shit sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody is just, like, dotting to the top. Like, relax.
It's just the people that you be around with.
Look in your eye right there.
Don't forget, this week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. Now, ladies, you know we all love a well-groomed man, and men, that's what we love, just so you know. So let's make sure you preserve your sexy like Bevel. Bevel was made for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. The facts are that up to 80% of black men and women experience razor bumps. It's never fun. What's that bump, okay? And up to 30% of all men and women experience razor bumps as well. Part of that is because you're not using the right razor for your skin. Multi-blade razors can cause irritation and bring out those painful razor bumps. Hair removal creams are messy. They smell stank, and they can leave you with burns and discoloration. But Bevel, the Bevel razor, uses a single blade, and the full kit includes a priming oil to protect your skin before you shave, a hydrating shave cream, a high-quality badger brush to lift those hairs, and a post-shave restoring balm to repair your skin. You too can achieve clear and smooth skin by using the dermatologist-approved Bevel shaving system and shaving smarter. And hey, ladies, the Bevel is for us too. I know, because I use it. Nothing is going to give you a smoother shave than the Bevel shaving system. So start shaving smarter today by getting the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. That's right. Go to getbevel.com/lipservice and sign up today. That's getbevel.com/lipservice and get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Start shaving smarter today with Bevel.
Yeah, I feel like in this business, like, no matter, like, for a person like me who's a model, you know, entertainment personality type of shit, anytime time, no matter who I date, if it's a rapper or an athlete, I'm a gold digger. I'm looking for a come up. When I've been working hard on my come up for a long time, and that's no matter what, if I sit next to an athlete, oh, Stephanie's trying to get a come up, like I don't already live in a fucking condo.
I'll say this, Stephanie works really hard,
you know,
because
corny.
No matter what, ever since we started lip service, Stephanie be here every single week, no matter what.
That's right.
The only time she wasn't here was because she was out the country.
Exactly. Fire. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing it for 2 years, right?
Nice. Stephanie and Gigi. And we just do it because we enjoy it, really.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I'm like, you know, like I think it's foul. I think that's
foul. It is foul. They like to take away from what you got and what you do just because, you know what I'm saying, you're doing whatever. And it's like, they can't fathom that, like, you might actually, this might be an emotional, this is not financial, this is not professional, like that's, it's not always the case.
Well, it's the ones that actually do that make it bad for you.
Nah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, I work hard, and I'm, you know, I pay for my own shit, and I'm very proud of that. Yeah. And no matter what, if someone finds out who a guy that I'm dating and he's really rich, I'm automatically using him. And 9 out of 10 times, this guy is giving me nothing.
Nothing.
Man, you know what
exactly,
I'm saying?
Nothing.
So it's like.
Well, I think
it's a good dick.
If a guy feels like that, he's probably intimidated by somebody like that. And if a girl feels like that, she probably mad.
She just
hating.
She don't know that nigga.
No, but you'd be surprised. Guys be hating worse than girls.
Yeah. Nah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But even the girl. In my experience, the girls just want to be next to the money.
Yo, yeah.
See, but that's such a blanket
statement.
They want
to do it for the gram.
Not girls.
Women. Or they end up doing a whole bunch of shit I wanted to do anyway. You get what I'm saying? Oh, so we got the rooftop joint at the W? I wanted to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we went to the movies to see that? I've been fiending to see that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we ate over here? I love the steak. So you thinking that you getting the crazy wild shit, but I just do this stuff.
Right,
exactly.
But then they flaunt it around.
Mm-hmm.
We on vacation because I like Mexico.
Now, if you take a girl on vacation, do you mind if she posts like pictures on the gram and snap, or are you on the low?
I only take my women on vacation.
Okay.
Like, so she could do whatever she wants.
You know what I'm saying? My girl, here we go. You could catch me looking sloppy. Do you? My girl is on vacation with me. I ain't taking nobody nowhere.
What about you, Bams? If you were a woman, do you mind if she's posting stuff on the snap, on
it
Instagram?
Depends. It all depends.
Mm-hmm.
She got to be bad, number one. So she gotta make me look good when she put me on the snap. That's a fact.
But you with her already. What do you do? You know what I'm saying? Whether or not
I
she
hate social
good.
Media though.
I'm gonna come clean.
No.
I never took. If I'm going on vacation, I never took a joint that I wasn't fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Like I had to fuck with her on some kind of level to spend money. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you on vacation with me, like, I'll fuck with you on that type of level.
What if she says, I'll take you? A girl.
That's fire. Some girl told me that. And I'll say her name later after we get off this shit. You know what I'm saying? But she told me that.
She was like, she'll take you on vacation?
Yeah, what's it called? Bora Bora? Yeah.
Damn.
Fire.
Did you go?
That's an expensive vacation.
I didn't go. It's in the works.
Okay.
But let me tell
one time I was talking to a dude.
We was chilling. He was, you know, kind of have a little name or whatever, and was like, let's take a picture. He suggested, let's take a picture. So I took a picture and posted it. And then later on, it was like, oh, you just wanted to be seen with me.
Nice. Oh, you told me to take the picture.
And that was wild. That was very
wild. My thing with the vacay ain't even about the bread, yo. I just know I'm about to be with somebody for days.
Yep.
Like, so I gotta be able
really
to stomach.
Like
I can't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's the thing with vacay. Like, I gotta like you.
That's
but
what how if it's a
vacay
too. And you're like,
I get invited to go on vacation with guys all the time, and I turn it down.
We got a breakfast, lunch,
because I don't like you. I gotta like
you. In a little small ass.
I have to like you a lot to even get on an airplane with you, to be in flight with you. I gotta like
you on vacation.
Smell everything.
I've been taking on vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fire.
It's cool.
You said it's cool. Did it make you feel weird? Like, does it make you feel weird? I'm just wondering, because some guys feel like it's weird.
No, I think it's sexy.
Got
to me.
Flown out.
Just a woman. Like, not even flown out. Just a
Dubai.
Woman that's like, yo, don't even stress it. I want to do this. I want to do
fire.
This with you, so I got it.
That's fire.
I've never taken a guy on vacation. I feel like I'd be tricking, but I never taking a guy on vacation.
I got a nice gift.
I did clip a woman that was trying to buy my love.
Really?
Like, there was, you know, the vacation chick, we was cool, we was rocking, it was a summer. She was like, yo, let's go. I was like, all right, cool, yeah, bam. But there was a joint, she was nice, but she was super well off, and she would try to buy things to own me.
Like what?
Mm. For instance, we walked past Rolex one day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a Rolex from her?
I didn't take it.
Oh, I would have took it.
No, I didn't take it.
You I didn't
take it because I didn't like the energy behind the offer.
What was
you know,
offer?
It was like, you know, we were just walking. I'm just like, that shit is crazy. Like, boy, let's go in there and look at it. Right? So we went in there and looked at it, and she was just like, put it on your wrist. That looks great. And I seen the whole move, but like, twice before, like, she has said things during taking a tab at dinner. Mm-hmm. That made me be like, nah, this is going to be a problem.
Right. Nah, yeah. But that is wisdom. Like, when you've been around, like, you can peep that, them signs. Right. Like, yo, hold up. This ain't really going the way it's supposed to. When you a young nigga, if you 20 years old and a bitch saying, yo, let's go get a Rolex, you in there. Like, you ain't worrying about five steps ahead. So the fact that he can do that because he's been around.
Yeah, when I was young, I was in the projects.
Yeah.
There was nobody buying Rolex. Nobody was buying Casios. I'm keeping it a buck. Like, so yeah, it took me to get to a certain level to even make friends with people that are doing super well for themselves.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
And on the flip of that too, a lot of niggas love dangling what they got, what they could do, da da da, and then be tight when they're surrounded by gold diggers. So that doesn't ever make sense.
Right, they want to flaunt their cars and flaunt
like,
this and offer to do this.
All these bitches are around me and they don't care about me.
Because you keep on offering
presents. They don't want to get to know me at all. And it was like, well, what you thought when you made it rain and
that's
just wanted
bitch
like
shaking her ass on the gram all day and then wondering why niggas been in her DMs trying to fuck. Because this what you putting out there.
Get what you attracting, like, you attracting what you asking for.
I should have took the Rolly, but I can't.
I should have took the Rolly.
No, look, you should have
took the Rolly.
Definitely
should have took the Rolly.
You should have took the Rolly.
Yeah. Took the Rolly.
I never had
this is the problem. This is the problem with me. Every girl I deal with, I like on some level. I had stopped liking her right around that time. Okay. So I was, you know, she was already dead. I'm corny like that. Like, I think it's. I'll try to get past that. Like, I can't deal with you just for sex. Mm-hmm. Like that, there has to be an attraction,
a connection,
for a person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So she had did some things before that, and then that was just the icing on the cake. Like, oh, you notice that I'm kind of off you now. You doing this Rolly thing?
She's trying to buy you back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So whatever. Sure. I never had the super Rolex.
Crazy.
Listen,
even when I was super single, I got a girl now. But when I was super single, I didn't have 10 numbers.
Right.
It was still like 3 because I liked all 3 of them.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's
like, I liked all 3 of them.
Even dating crazy. 3 people is a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
Nah.
For me, it is.
Dating 2 people is a lot of work.
I can't do it, yo. I can't show 3 women the same kind of affection.
Attention.
Like, yeah, like, it's first of all, it's time consuming. It get expensive.
Right.
Yeah. I keep it a buck. If I got one main joint, every other joint that I deal with, I'm going to keep it a buck with them. Like, you listen over here, like, I got a little situation.
As you should.
And no one ever leaves, right? No one ever's like, well, leave me alone.
Nah, they don't.
That's what I'm saying. If guys were honest, you'd be surprised what people would put up with.
I think a lot of times, like, when you meet, like, when you're in a certain position, you know what I'm saying, like, and you have some kind of fame, I think girls like the idea of liking you. Mm-hmm. Before they even get to know who you are, they just like the idea.
Yeah.
When a bitch tell me she love me, you love the idea that you love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at shit.
Why,
you know what I'm saying?
They,
like,
just love you
because they don't know you to love you yet.
Hey, I'm a complain.
I'm a front.
I'm a gentleman.
Yo, a little bit of time spent with me, I'm tooting my own horn right now. I don't really care. A little bit of time spent with me, you gonna love me.
Yeah, that's a fact. Exactly.
I can't
to get to know me is to love me.
Word up.
For real, to get to know me is to love me. Because
it ain't too many good souls out there.
Yeah, it ain't.
Keeping it a buck. My competition is
slim. Like, how do y'all know what's genuine? Like, y'all be around whoever y'all be around, right?
Right.
Like, how do y'all, like, would y'all rather have the normal nigga that just respect what you're doing, or would y'all rather have the nigga that's in y'all same kind of facility?
You know how I know when somebody loves me? If they spend a lot of time, like, either contacting me, wanting to see me, just us talking all the time, like, just even calling and FaceTiming and seeing each other and all that time, that really means that somebody really cares about you, because people don't just do that.
Right.
Like, yeah. I definitely feel like that. And even just like little special things where they make sure every morning they text you, good morning, how you doing? Just, I think it's more about time than anything else, because time is like the most precious thing that we all have.
Right,
like
right.
Everybody in here is super busy doing whatever it is that they're doing. Everybody in this world has things they could be doing. If somebody really wants to take the time out of their schedule and put in that effort, that's how you really know somebody cares about you.
I ain't gonna front you. What I did before my girl or whatever, I get on the phone. I want to hear you. Mm-hmm. Because, yo, I know the games I played on text.
People text all the time. You know what I'm saying? People just text you and they don't call you.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you late night. What you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You can't fucking retract this, read it over, and send it out to me. I'm going to know if you fuck with me or not. Mm-hmm. Like, phone calls, shit like that. Like,
your real
that
reactions.
Shit right, yo, the game, yo, niggas is... Yo, people getting over with these phones.
They are. There's a Cassandra couple.
You falling in love with you falling for people that ain't really that, man. Yeah. I see it all. Sure. I see it all too much, yo. Yeah. I want to see the person.
And then every time I call you, damn near every time you pick up the phone, and when I text you, I can see the dot dot dot. You hit me right back.
That's fire.
I should have hit you and you hit me back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but you could be busy. You could be busy.
I know,
like
but
that.
I'm saying not tomorrow. But if I, you know,
Australia
if I hit you
flight
at 3
is 22 hours.
Or even, no, what about
you don't got no
super
internet
courteous?
No, oh, go and fight them.
What about the super courteous? I can't talk to you right now. I've gotten into entire arguments of, like, if you can't
just tell me.
Chop it up, you can be like, can't chop it up, bye. Right. That takes 2 seconds.
Hit you in a minute.
Two. Like, that's okay.
If you want a 22-hour flight to Australia, I should know you was getting on a flight.
Yo.
If you care.
Because,
then I know.
Because of who y'all are, right, and y'all stature and shit like that, what does a nigga have to do to get y'all attention? Because y'all done heard it all. So what does a motherfucker gotta say for you to be like, hold on, this is
my shit is
different.
Make me laugh.
Yeah, I was gonna
my
say
shit,
the same
make
thing.
Me laugh,
if
it's
I think
lit.
You're like sweet and funny,
what about you?
Oh, my body.
I'm so right now. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I'm so impossible. You know what I mean?
I'm difficult.
Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I you know, I went from being in a really long relationship to being single for a little while and dating and entertainment, and then being in another serious relationship and then dating again. You know, right now I'm just so unmoved, unimpressed.
How many?
I do everything for myself,
right, so
it's like I'm just like, whenever I don't want to date anymore. Nothing gets my attention. I'm impossible.
How many?
I just want to fuck. That's it.
How many?
I'm moving.
How many of the right ones you think passed your motherfucking life then?
I don't know,
like,
because
think about that.
You know, I feel like the right ones might have came in while I was
a
in other
time.
Relationships,
yeah.
Or while I was fucking around. Around, or I was too busy getting drunk, or, you know, doing something else. Maybe the right one. Maybe I missed it in that time. But right now, I don't even meet anybody. I know everybody. I'm tired.
You don't
of everybody.
Know
everybody.
You would never ever come in contact with the right one until you write.
Yeah.
Until you write. You know, like, what I'm saying? Because you can make some, like, you can get along with somebody, enjoy sex, do all those things, and if you right, then they could be right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That timing is definitely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like right now I'm just really unmoved, and I when I'm horny, I pick up the phone and I call somebody. I don't really want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go to dinner.
I can't wait till Stephanie falls in love again, man.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to
that. Yeah. Are you? I just a disclaimer. I love the guys that I'm dating right now. I love you guys. But, you know, I'm happy with my love life. Like, I don't, like, I'm good. I'm not really trying to meet anybody. I'm not really trying to take things a little further with the person that I'm fucking with. You know, I'm just good.
You're content with how things are for now, because this is where you are in your life.
And then for new guys trying me, it's like impossible, because it's like, I just don't feel like I could really upgrade from where I'm at right now. So I just feel like everything else is a downgrade. So it's just like, just chill. Just take care of yourself. Take care of your kid. You know what I'm saying?
And
everybody happy.
Cool. Well, listen, no panty. We appreciate y'all for coming through.
Appreciate
it.
Hola.
Thank you, ladies.
Like, yes, thank you for coming,
guys. And I love
guys.
The fact that you guys have all hooked up. Yes, that the moral of the story today is
eat pussy.
Yes.
Serious. Whoever you are, I feel like, well, no, I'm not even going to say it.
What?
Speak your mind.
I was gonna say, I felt like there could be a little connection here.
What?
Where? A connection with who?
Where? With who?
Like Nitty and Stephanie? I don't know.
She's just trying to set me up because I'm the only single one here, mm-hmm. and she knows I'm not gay, so stop.
But sometimes
but she is cute though.
You see?
Thank you. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Are you single, Nitty?
I'm not. I'm very happy and taken, but, you know, but with a guy, and he lets me play.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
You know, yeah, it's amazing.
It's fun.
Amazing.
Sounds fun.
Yes. Does he have to play with y'all, or you can do it on the side on your own?
No, I could do it on my own. But I have to be like how to explain it. I gotta let niggas know. You know what I'm saying? Can't just be like creeping. I have a man. And I can't. It can't get heavy. It can't be like, oh, like, cause I'm really bi where like I can fall for a bitch, like actually fall for. So it's like if you just having sex, it's cool. If you're trying to have like a whole other girlfriend, that's a whole discussion.
It can't be a steady situation.
Yes, which would be so fire, yo. If I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend
right in bed, like. Every time she could be your
who's
girlfriend.
That comedian D-Ray? D-Ray, yeah, he has two girlfriends, and he's like in the bed, like.
I mean, you're
having a blast.
I had an old girlfriend with my man, so that's cool.
Okay, so y'all had somebody together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. An ex-girlfriend of mine.
Good times.
No, I never did that shit.
You never had a threesome? Mm-hmm.
Oh. I remember there was a point in time.
No, 2017.
There was a point in time Gigi was looking for a girlfriend.
I was.
In her relationship. Mm. You gave up on that.
That's
though.
Dope.
Yeah.
I never
Why?
Did
what happened?
We don't got enough time left for that one.
Too big continue. End of the day, eat your cha, everybody.
Everybody. All right, Lip Service, thank y'all so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Make sure you visit our sponsors for this week's episode of Lip Service, Ibotta. That's Ibotta. Download Ibotta for free today and unlock rebates and get real cash back on your favorite apps like Groupon, iTunes, and more. I love saving money. Make sure you enter code Angela as your referral code and you get $10 just to try it. $10. That's Ibotta. Enter code Angela when you register and get your $10 for cash back every time you shop. You've got to Ibotta.